I'm referring to the book A Step Toward Brown versus Board of Education that was written by Cheryl Elizabeth Brown Whatley. How judges perpetuated the image of blacks as inferior. The Oklahoma Supreme Court unanimously ruled that nothing could more expose a white man to contempt or disrepute than to be called Negro. Mm-hmm. Municipal ordinances were passed restricting the purchase of property by African Americans. Oklahoma City's residential segregation ordinance was deliberately violated by a black citizen to set the stage for a court battle. Mm-hmm. At the trial, an attorney for the city openly appealed to violence. One thing is certain, if these people don't stop meddling with our ordinances, there's going to be a lot of dead niggers around you, mm-hmm. argued the attorney to the judge without reprimand. Mm-hmm. I just enter that as a mm-hmm. case in court here to mm-hmm. show the attitudes of people, including judges at yes. the time.
Alfalfa Bill Murray, the governor of Oklahoma, would use the N-word. So
he did, and Alfalfa Bill Murray also believed that blacks were good for service, for boot blacks and so forth, yeah. but would not be good attorneys and doctors at yeah. all, when in fact you had some of the best renowned attorneys yeah. in the country yeah. coming here.
Yeah, the president of Langston at that time was a Brown University graduate.
Yes.
Inman Page.
We lay that as background mm-hmm. that's going on. And then the Oklahoma Supreme Court scheduled a hearing for March 4th of 1947. Mm-hmm. The issue was the state denying or providing this plaintiff's constitutional right to equal protection of its law.
And that's when Mom got to see Thurgood in action for the first time. The three things that gave the greatest impact on her were that state Supreme Court case, the U.S. Supreme Court case, and then the second trip to Norman when Thurgood argued the next case in Norman. That's when she saw him and listened to him. It just made her want to be a lawyer more than anything else at that point.
Then on April 29th of 1947, the state Supreme Court affirmed the decision of the lower court, which stated she could not be admitted. So they were back to square one.
Again, how do you hear those arguments of the highest court in Oklahoma? Feel the disappointment of them saying no and keep going. You got your life on hold, but you believe what these people around you are saying enough that you keep your life on hold and keep going pursuing this education. Now, keep in mind, during this time, her brother, he didn't say being a lawyer was a bad thing. He thought being a lawyer was a good thing. So during this same time, while she's trying to get in school, he's already going to law school. He's at Howard University.
And Howard University.
Law school in Washington, D.C. He ends up getting a law degree and coming back to Oklahoma before she even got in school. So I'm just saying that because she was looking at what her brother was doing, too. So it was no slam dunk that she's going to stay on this plan to integrate the University of Oklahoma. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes things that were taking place that could have derailed this whole thing.
She could have said, I'm going to go to Howard University, too.
Just like he did.
Exactly. To me, I think there's a crux to this that breaks down the segregation constitution. The court ruled the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution required equal facilities must be provided, upgrade Langston, or build regional school. So that was kind of a place where you were pushing the state into a corner mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it was going to cost either at upgrading Langston or cost to build a regional yeah. school.
And this idea of regional schools would be several states come together to provide these schools for African Americans.